what do you call another pretty well-known food that it's white and it's grown in the Orient? It's about all they eat in China.
Rice.
Okay. And could you give me some names you've heard for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? Usually it's illegal.
What? Black liquor.
Okay. And what if it's sanitary, unsanitary? So unsanitary that it might even cause blindness or death if you took this stuff. Any derogatory names for this?
Well, let's say, what? Moonshine whiskey. They call it moonshine whiskey.
Has there been much trouble with moonshiners in this area? There's been a lot, Georgia. They had five counties in North Georgia, they've had 14 deaths. People have been killed who either knew about a moonshine still and were afraid of, you know, getting killed if they told the police or something like that. So they've had a rash.
Yeah, we had several years ago. There's several guys around here drank that stuff, you know.
It's bad.
I was coon hunting out here one night. Or do you want me to take time?
No, go on.
And, boy, I was letting in. He had seen some coon tracks, and I had an awful good coon hound. He said, I know where there's a lot of coons. He said, let's go catch them tonight. But we went back out here. It's about 5 miles back on the mountain. But we got down in there, and we got lost. And we came up the wrong holler. And all at once, well, we'd burn a flashlight, so the lights were so dim you could hardly see, you know. But we came to a flat place here in the wood, and I saw something that looked like a locomotive sitting there to me, you know. And I said, what on earth? And we began to look up and down there, and there was 10 barrels of 60-gallon barrel full of mash.
And that's just kind of bubbling.
Yeah, but it's just ready to run.
And what do you mean by ready to run? It was ready to what? To be distilled?
Yeah, to be distilled. Yeah, ready to be distilled. Well, when we come out on top, I looked down here and saw a light, and I recognized it. I knew where I was at then, and I knew this fellow, and that's what he did, you know. Moonshine, make that moonshine. So I lectured that boy all the way home. He's a special friend of mine out there. He's an awful nice kind of a guy, but that's the only thing he'd do, make whiskey. Not to tell it, but first thing next morning he got up, he came over here to the grocery store and he told it. So one of the boys there heard him, he just pulled out and went up there and told this guy. Been found still. Well, I fixed to go to bed one night. Somebody
knocked. You mean the guy you lectured told the guy that?
Yeah. I told him we might want to go back in that coon. I don't tell it. It's none of our business. He's violating the law. But that's his business. Just don't tell anybody. He promised me firmly and faithfully that he wouldn't tell it, but he went nice straight next morning and told
him. Told the police?
No, told a group of men down here in the grocery store. You know, just told everybody about us, find that big still, you know. But anyhow, that man went on out there and told him when he came here that night. My brother up here was a deputy sheriff. And his buddy helped him. Somebody got sick down at the jail, and he had to go down there and cook a day or two. He said, what am I going to do? He said, I've got to run that off. He said, I'm ruined, buddy. I'll take care of that man.